He is the president of the Mexico Board of Education, Mr. Keith Lauder, and good morning to you, sir.
Good morning to you.
Well, glad to have you in here. We wanted to kind of continue to have some productive conversations about things that the school board is facing right now and the district is facing as a whole. I know that one thing that a lot of parents have a concern about, not just here, but all districts, is bullying, and you know, how can that be stopped? How can you combat that? I want to kind of talk to you because you were an educator for many years. Matter of fact, you were my teacher in high school whenever I was growing up, and you have a lot of experience with this. Tell us a little bit about how teachers are trained to handle bullying within the school district.
Well, one of the things I would share with you and those that are listening is that all our teachers go through a training every school year at the beginning. It's facilitated by the district's insurance. They provide training for those that are newer. It can be a lot of information. For those that have been in education for a while, it's just a good refresher and information about how to identify bullying, how to respond to bullying, what are the procedures and the policies within this particular district on what, how teachers respond, how it gets reported, lots of information that's because it's such a big deal.
It is a big deal, and you know, I've talked to my kids about it, and I've got two kids in the Mexico School District, one getting ready to go into high school, another in the junior high. And it seems to be a bigger issue every year. Can you kind of tell parents out there who are concerned about this, what do they do if they feel like their kid is being bullied? How do they proceed with this?
So there's lots of ways to go about reporting. You can get on the school website. There's a form that you can download if you want to approach it in that way, and you can do things in a fairly anonymous way. And for the parent, it may not be that important that they're anonymous, but if they're trying to keep their child in more anonymity as far as the reporting goes, but the parent can fill that out. Those forms are available at our schools and their offices. You know, students, if they want, if they're truly, really feeling threatened at a moment, they can go to any teacher or any person, that adult that's working in the building, and let them know what's going on, and then it's their responsibility to follow up on that, to report that. All our building principals are responsible for their building, so ultimately it's going to land on their desk, and then they are going to go and do the research, or in some buildings that have multiple principals, they may ask another principal to actually follow up on that, but it's their job then to follow up and see what's happening and what's occurring.
Talk a little bit about some of the training you received for bullying. I know that times have changed because back in my day, I didn't have cell phone. You know, I wasn't on social media. It didn't even exist back then. That's how old I am. But today, there is a lot of social media. There are a lot of cell phones, and a lot of that takes place online. Talk about how you spot bullying as a teacher and some of the training you received.
Well, and it's so different, but depending on the level, and I was talking to, she'll probably shoot me for saying this, but my daughter-in-law, I was talking to her, and she goes, you know, when you're standing on a playground and you're watching kids play and kids are, you know, wrestling, pushing, running around, I mean, and you've really got to learn how to spot the kid that, you know, is it kids just playing, or is a kid actually being intimidated by what's going on? And so there's a lot of just going on, like reading body language and how kids, because you know, if I'm honest, in a lot of kids, they're not going to say anything because they're worried about, you know, what the repercussions are going to be with their friends and their peers and that kind of thing. So you've really got to keep your eye out to read body language. Sometimes it's a matter of looking at maybe something that's written in somebody's notebook that you have an opportunity that you're looking at for something completely different. Maybe you're looking at a homework assignment or some work a student's done and you see something that they've written. So you're looking for just anything like that that might give you an opportunity to have a private discussion with a child and just, you know, ask them if things are going okay and give them an opportunity to open up. Like you said, as children get older, especially with technology now, you know, the cyberbullying, if you will, is such a big deal. And you know, so much of the time, a lot of the things that educators deal with is things that have happened actually outside the school day, especially with the cyber bullying. It's happening outside the school day, but it becomes a school issue because that's where kids are close together. And that's where they actually end up encountering the people that, that have maybe challenged them in some way or threatened them or commented about them through social media.
Being the school board president for a couple of months now, is this? Are there ongoing discussions with the school board and with educators about bullying and how to improve situations and trying to combat bullying going forward?
Well, it's always on the table. It's always a discussion. You know, bullying's not something that's new. I mean, when you were in school, when I was in school, I mean, we knew of situations where people were just being bullied. I mean, there's no two ways about it. I mean, it's not something that's just become a new thing. We really do really keep an eye out and watch for. And like I said, that training at the beginning of the year and constantly keeping that reminder of looking for those things. And, you know, there's a process when it gets reported. It's just not an immediate that, you know, a kid gets kicked out of school immediately unless there's just something that suggests there's just a real imminent threat there. There's a process to investigate that and find out what's going on and who all the players are, and potentially it may not just be one student. The one student that might be being accused may only be the tip of an iceberg. I mean, it's hard to know until you actually have an opportunity to talk to all the people involved. And so that's other students, that's other teachers, that could be parents. I mean, it's trying to get a picture and then finding a solution to it, because it doesn't just go away usually because you say, don't do that anymore.
Sure.
So you have to develop a plan.
And it can happen anywhere, as you say. The school bus, I know, is sometimes an issue with bullying there, but there are cameras on the school bus, and there are bus drivers who take a look at this as well on the bus, correct?
That's correct. I mean, we have cameras at the schools and that kind of thing, and that's when I say the investigation begins. Then they try to look to see if there's a specific incident and where it occurred, then, you know, did the cameras have eyes on that? But yeah, with the buses and the hallways and the different places around the school, we're following up with those things and again, trying to get down to the root of what the problem is and then finding a solution.
And then once again, there's a way that people can go about if they feel like their child's being bullied, to talk to the teacher first, maybe then go to the building administrator, then go to the superintendent. Follow that chain of command. Make sure that you can get answers, right?
Right, and parents are going to find, you know, you're going to have to get a sense of the severity. I mean, sometimes you just, you know, it might be, I think, you know, my kid doesn't seem to be overly concerned. I have a few concerns as a parent. My child doesn't seem to be. And it might be that talking to the teacher, hey, could you watch for these behaviors? If you see this, could you let me know? Or could you, you know, intervene? Whatever that might be. If it's something that seems to be more serious and the parent has a much more concern about something happening right away, then, you know, they may want to not only talk to the parent, they may want to talk to the school administrator as well and make sure that they know what's going on. But getting involved and I would say, you know, it's an emotional subject. It's emotional for parents. Teachers are working hard. And so as long as we can all work together with the assumption that we're all working towards the same end, which is, you know, that kids can go to school, feel safe, can learn. And so if we assume everybody has their best intention in mind, that school employees are assuming that parents have best intentions and parents are assuming that teachers and administrators have the best intentions, then I think the path to a solution is usually a little quicker.
Absolutely. I appreciate you coming in and talking about that this morning. I'm sure that we'll have further conversations as this goes on, but I want to thank you for your time this morning.
You're welcome. Glad to be here.